Greatness is when your delusions become beliefs and your beliefs become reality. You become a champion first and then you win. You don't win and become a champion. It happens long before the trophy or the prize. The prize is the end, not the beginning. Confidence is in overcoming and not in achieving. What do you need to overcome today in order for your confidence to build? See, confidence breeds success, and success breeds confidence in that order. The only way you overcome is the same way you win against an opponent. You eliminate the option to lose. Discipline is doing what you hate, doing it like you love it. You're not going to get out of this life alive, so stop trying to. Stop playing it safe. Stop avoiding risk. Stop worrying about what other people think. You can either die in the bleachers watching everybody play the game. You can die on the field. You might as well die on the field and have some fun. We're not given this life on earth to learn how to survive. You were given this life on earth to learn how to live and to learn how to die. And that's our mission in life. People ask the meaning of life. And the meaning of life is to learn how to live and learn how to die. And we get both of these opportunities every day. And some of you are way too focused on learning how to die and not focused enough on learning how to live. We all have problems every single day. We all have problems. Different problems, but still problems. No problem is permanent, but that's how we respond to it. We respond like the problem will never go away. Every problem has two things in common, a beginning and an end. So as soon as you find the beginning of a problem, start looking for the end of it. You'll get there so much faster. The key to solving problems comes from your confidence. Your confidence comes from your beliefs. Beliefs about yourself, about your abilities, about your past. And your beliefs come from the stories you tell yourself, the stories you create about yourself. You gotta have a good story. That will lead to better beliefs. And you gotta be honest about what you want. My guess is that it's not that you want a successful business. It's not that you want to make money on your own. My guess is you don't wanna work for someone else. You don't wanna give up. You don't wanna be a failure. You don't wanna not succeed. Our desires are always born from fear. And instead of hiding those fears, instead of putting them away and not focusing on what we fear instead of what we want, focus on what you really want, which is not to be afraid of something. What do we do when we're scared of something? We shine a light on them. You know, when I was younger, every boogeyman, every monster under the bed, everything that creeped in the dark, you know what they all had in common? You know what would make them all go away? You watch any movie, it's as soon as you shine a light on it. You shine a light on it, the monsters in our life don't like that. So we do the same thing with fear. We shine a light on it. We talk about our fears. We put our fears out there. We acknowledge them and we succeed in spite of them. Don't keep what you're scared of in the dark. Shine a light on them and watch everything change. See, your biggest enemy in life is not outside of you. Not your competition. It's not your ex. It's not the teacher who said something. It's not your parents. It's not a sibling. It's not someone who said something negative about you or someone who told you you'll never amount to much. Your biggest enemy is within you. You have to shine a light on that. That's why we give it a name. That's why we name our enemy. That side of us, that three-year-old who always tells us what we can't do, we give it a name. We have to welcome it. We have to let it know. We're not scared of it. We have to acknowledge it. It's absolutely key to get into where you want to in life. We speak to it. We allow it to be there. And then we overcome it. And the confidence is in the overcoming. See, life is just like school. And we're just like students. We're not meant to be the teachers. We're meant to just be the students. Did you win every day in school? Did you get perfect on every test? Or did you have some losses? Did you have a bad test? Did you not get the grade you wanted on something? Did you find something difficult? Listen, we didn't know how to graduate grade 8 when we were in grade 4. But by overcoming grade 4 and focusing on grade 4, we felt a little more confident in grade 5. And in grade 5, we did the work and we overcame grade 5 and we felt more confident in grade 6. And the same happened for grade 7 and the same happened for grade 8. We learned how to overcome grade 8 by overcoming every grade before it. Not by planning it out. Not by trying to learn everything we needed to learn in grade 4 so we could overcome grade 8. There's a time and a season for everything. Some of you think life has dealt you a bad hand. You know that saying that life has dealt me a tough hand of cards, or the cards I've been dealt with are not great. Life is not a game of cards, ladies and gentlemen. And if it was, let me explain what that's supposed to be like. Life gives you a deck of cards. Life gives you 52 cards, and you make your own fucking hand. When you think that life feels like a hand that's been dealt to you, you're waiting for life to deal you a hand and you're in very little control of what you get. Because you're letting life determine, things outside of you determine what's going to happen to you. Understand that life would be a deck of cards. And it's understanding that you have complete control. And it's not really control, is it? You have complete influence over the cards that you choose. Over the cards that you play at any given moment. Because you have all 52 cards and you're sitting there only looking at 5 of them. If you have all 52 cards of a deck and you're only looking at 5 of them and you're only focused on 5 of them and you're ignoring the rest of the cards because of the 5 of them that happen to be in front of you, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that you haven't dealt yourself a winning hand? Whose fault is that you think you've been stuck or dealt with something that you don't know how to handle? If you ever play poker, you know it's not about the cards you're dealt. It's about the player playing the cards. See, poker has very little to do with the cards. Very little. Just like life. Poker has to do with how you play the cards you're dealt. And how you understand that this hand might not be your hand. And you understand in playing poker there's 52 cards in a deck. And you understand that if this is not your hand, well then shuffle them up and redeal. If this is not your hand, don't put money down on it. Don't play it out unless you know you can outplay whoever's at the table. You have 52 cards in your deck. Life does not deal you a hand. You choose what cards you want. And you choose how to play the hand you give yourself. And if you don't like what you got, it's time to shuffle up the deck and deal again and deal again until you like your cards. And never, ever forget, what you feed will grow and what you starve will die. That's what this is meant to do. This is meant to feed you so you'll grow. Feed the truth, feed the things you need to think, feed the things that you need to believe so that you can have the confidence to go out there and get what you deserve. Get what you want. Get what you desire. Make today a great fucking day.